十五节。
Please open your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 5. We're going to read from verse 12 to 18 to 15. Sorry.
我在台上会读中文，文琪会读英文。申命记第五章，我们用起印的方式，是台上的起印。
When you're ready, go ahead and just read your Bible silently. We're going to read that aloud on the stage.
申命记五章十二节，当照着耶和华你上帝所吩咐你，守安息日为圣日，六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你上帝当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、奴婢、牛、驴、牲畜，并在你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，使你的奴婢可以和你一样安息。你要纪念你在埃及做过奴仆。耶和华你上帝用大能的手和伸出来的膀臂将你从那里领出来，因此耶和华你的上帝吩咐你守安息日。
Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your ox, your donkey, or any of your animals, nor the alien within your gates, so that your manservant and maidservant may rest, as you do. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day.
我们最近一段时间都在传讲上帝的十诫。
We have been preaching on the Ten Commandments of God.
主要的目的要纠正大家对律法的错误观点。
We're hoping to rectify some misunderstanding that people have for a long time.
确立赐人自由的律法，在向你我表明，这本是上帝期待人类应有的生活方式。
Hoping that you will understand this liberating law of God is to help you enjoy the blessing from God.
是上帝带领他的子民通向自由之路。
It is the pathway that God leads His people to freedom.
不是靠我们自己的能力。
Not by our own might.
是因为他的恩典。
But because the mercy of God.
盼望今天我们在基督里来学习思想，来应用第四条诫命，安息日的福分。
We pray that we can understand the fourth commandment and we can receive the blessing from God.
你想要享受安息日的福分吗？
Do you desire to enjoy the blessing of the Sabbath?
Let's pray.
我们一同来祷告。
主，我们来到你的面前，求主你这位安息日的主来祝福我们。
Lord, we come before you, the Lord of the Sabbath, that you would bless us.
让我们知道，让我们知道这里的原因，也帮助我们应用。
Help us understand the true meaning behind it and help us to apply that to our lives.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
第四诫命实际是非常突出的一条诫命。
It is actually very significant commandment.
在诫命中最长的至少。
At least it's the longest commandment.
我有一块读完，没有给它分段，因为这是最长的一句话。
That's why I went from verse 12 to 15 non-stop.
强调人跟神的垂直关系。
The emphasis was on the vertical relationship between God and people.
是前四诫的最后一条。
It is the very last one of the first four commitments.
其次呢，就是在这第四诫里面，它已经开始反映出人跟人、人跟被造界的活物的关系，预备我们进入后面人与人的关系。
It is also preparing us to understand the horizontal, between people, between believers, and the people and the environment, transisting from the vertical relationship with God to the horizontal relationship with people.
预备我们进入第五诫和第十诫，一直到第五诫、第十诫后面的六诫。还有一点，你注意到跟其他的诫命，我们前面的三条诫命不一样，那些一开始都是否定的，不要这样，不要那样，开始的。
And you might also have noticed that the first three were telling us what not to do.
You shall not. You shall not.
So all the three commandments started with you shall not.
但是反而这时候开始从正面开始了。你注意到他说守你的安息圣日，甚至还提醒我们说你六日都要去工作。
And now from starting from the first commitment, we actually see that everything started with you shall do this, you shall do that.
是正面的要求。
It is a positive and confidently asking us to do things.
所以有人说这是最出乎意料的诫命。
Some people call this a surprising, it is a surprising commitment.
因为你说不许杀人，不偷窃，不奸淫，强调这些我们都能理解，也能接受。
We understand the first three were pretty much telling us what not to do, what's bad to not to do.
但是上帝在这里说，你一周里头要留出一天来休息，安息。
And now it is something that's very out of the common, very unusual. It's telling us what we should be doing on the Sabbath day.
上帝，你为什么还问我们要时间呢？我时间都不够用了。
Why are you telling us to observe the Sabbath?
要这一天不做同常做的事。
My life is already a rat race. I'm running short of time every day.
我很多做不完的事，不是吗
？I got so many things to finish. I got so many goals to accomplish.
所以这个跟我们今天的想法是很不一样。
So the law of God is a very is indeed and contrary to what we believe nowadays.
其实就在古近东的时候，摩西的律法跟当时的古近东其他的文化和宗教也是很不一样的。
And even in the ancient time, the law from God through Moses was already different among all other nations.
所以直到今天，这个诫命都是备受争议，但是最不受重视的诫命。
And we can say that this is a controversial commitment and also probably easily ignored.
我们今天的教会，今天的社会仍然在这里挣扎，活在我们的不顺服中。
And because of disobedience that we are living in struggle.
我给你一些例子哈，在二战恢复之后呢，美国有个连锁店在1946年就开始了早七晚十一的一周七日的工作。
Right after the end of Second World War, there was a convenience store. They actually observed the time from 7 to 11.
所以这个是七天的，是创历史的。原来没有这样，星期天也开店的。
So they started to do 7 to 11. There was not any store that would open 7 days a week.
当然你知道，就是我们说我们隔壁的 7-Eleven 油店，我们孩子经常到那儿去吃早餐的。
That we know that there's a gas station right next to our church. Our youth like to buy some small snacks from time to time.
原来美国的 civil law 是禁止星期天开店。
In the beginning, the civil law was forbid people from opening their shops on the Sundays.
在近代史上也有几件事情跟这个安息日有影响，有关系。
There are also a few historical events that highly related to the Sabbath day.
我小的时候看过这个著名的中东六日之战。你知道这个六日之战，以色列人什么样用闪电战，是用哪一天开始进攻阿拉伯人的吗
？I still remember when I watched the movie, Six Days War in Middle East. How did the Israelites win?
他们是周一进攻的。
Because they did not start their attack until Monday.
但是叙利亚开始挑衅他们导火索在几个月之前呢，是在什么日子你知道吗？是在安息日，犹太人的安息日。飞机来轰炸以色列的聚居地。
And the beginning of this war was when the country Syria they was irritating the Israelites.
八架美国飞机进入。
On Sabbath day, there were eight fighter plane attacking Israel.
你可能都知道，在二战的时候，珍珠港的事件，还记得是哪一天日本人轰炸珍珠港吗
？And do you remember which day was the Pearl Harbor?
Sunday, Sabbath day of a Christian.
Also on Sunday, it is Sabbath day for Christian people.
整个大兵都在睡觉的时候，整个珍珠港被炸了。
When everybody was enjoying their Sabbath, their rest, it was attacked.
如果你这不熟悉的话，你可能知道，在奥林匹克年中国的时候，2008年，很多基督徒就出版一本书，叫《苏格兰飞人》，Eric London.
There was also a book that was very well published in several different languages. It is called the Sprinter from Scotland.
在奥运会上，那是在应该是1924年的时候，在奥运会上放弃了在主日，他应该得的奖牌就是100米的百米冲刺。
It was probably in 1924 when the Olympics. This sprinter he gave up his almost under his
pocket one.
Yeah,
his record.
The 100-meter sprint.
Even
he gave up because that's Sabbath day.
但是很奇妙的，上帝在第二天星期一，他夺得了他的弱项400米的第一名，而且打破世界纪录。
And wonderfully, he gave up the 100 meter sprint, but he won the race of 400 meters, which was his weakest game, and also broke the world record.
这个人就是在中国天津出生的，后来又回到天津做宣教士的 Eric London。
This person was the one that who was born in Tianjin.And then returned to China to become a missionary.
最后死在日本人的监狱。
And eventually he died in the prison in Japan.
他把他的得奖的那个跑鞋送给了一个他传福音的人。
And he actually dedicated the shoes that he was wearing when he won the race and broke world record to the one that he was sharing the gospel.
所以这个第四句话，第四诫命，究竟对我们活在这二十一世纪的人意味着什么？
So by considering all that, what does this Sabbath day really mean for people like us living in the 21st century?
这个古老的诫命对我们活在信息时代的人、繁忙之中的人是否过时了？
Has it become obsolete for people like us who live in the informational age?
如果你是球迷，可能想牧师让你今天讲到最后短一点，我今天晚上要回去有点精神看 Super Bowl.
If you are a big fan of football, you might be thinking, I want to go home early, so.Pastor, make sure you shorten your preaching so I can have some energy at night.
你要知道，那个半分钟是要$400的广告费要出。
A 30 seconds advertise, commercial on TV can already cost you $4 million.
我们工作中有做不完的事情。
We have so many things that we have to finish at work.
我们有这么多的 email 那么重要没有回。
We have so many unanswered or unreplied emails.
我手机上有那么多的红点 ，Facebook、WeChat 都没有点没刷。
And on your Facebook or your WeChat, there are so many red dots, red notification that you have not clicked on.
上帝说你要休息，你今天要停下来。
But God tells you, even though that you have to rest.
所以许多人都觉得主日休息一天是极大的浪费。
So many people, they think I still want to do so many things. It's a waste that I don't do anything.
At least Bill Gates thinking that way.
至少这个微软的创办人比尔盖茨他是这样子应用他的星期天的。
不然我们会完成多少事情？
Without the Sundays, how many things are we missing?
你是否发现你在不断的放弃你自己的休息和锻炼的时间，为了做更多的事？
And you almost become like a slave that's driven to accomplish more and even sacrifice your own health and also your workout time, exercise time.
没有时间亲近这位宇宙的主宰，你的救主。
You have no time left to draw near to the God who created you.
或许你的时间荒反映出你对上帝的不恭敬。
And maybe the shortage of your time already reflected the your disobedience towards God.
据说上世纪最有名的犹太学者叫 Abraham Hansel， 他更加极端地说这个安息日。
The Jewish scholar Abraham Hansel， he has something more extreme.
他说你是谁取决于安息日对你的含义。
This how you use your Sabbath day.
Who are you?
Would identify who you are.
Yeah, depends how you view your Sabbath.
Yeah, depends on how you view and how your Sabbath.
什么是你的安息？
What is your Sabbath?
朋友们，我想用一个方式，从三个方面来思考我们在基督里的安息日的福分。
I'm going to try to approach this subject from four aspects.
Three aspects. Yeah.
Three aspects.
我们要问三个问题：安息日是否过时
？We want to ask ourselves, is it it is obsolete?Out of date.
上帝是否让你今天六天、七天中仍然有一天要来休息
？Why does God still want you to save one day within a week to rest?
我们还要回答为什么要有安息日
？We also want to answer why did God establish Sabbath?
上帝为何让他创造的救赎的人来守安息日
？Why does God want His creation to observe the Sabbath day?
如果你对前两点都是肯定的话，我们要知道如何过。
If your answer to the first two questions were yes, we need to know how can we observe the Sabbath day.
因为我们六天上了发条以后，第七天不知道怎么样停下来。
We sometimes does not know how to unwind after being whining so
有这样同感吗?
On the sixth day.
举下手，有多少人？
How many of you don't know how to relax on the seventh day?
哦，你们真不错，都可以停下来哈。好，我们来一个个来看，安息日是否过时了？
So let's look at the first approach. The Sabbath no longer bind us.
然后简单来说，救赎是让我们进入安息。
First of all, redeem into the Sabbath.
虽然许多的基督徒都接受旧约的十诫的道德律，对我们今天有约束、有要求。
I think most of us agree that the Ten Commandments has a binding effect on us by the part of the obeying the laws.
所以我们爱上帝、爱人如己的原则，我们都知道。
We know all the principles to love God, to love your neighbors.
但是当你具体来说，你如何爱上帝、如何爱人呢？我们就非常的浑然不知。
But put it into more practical, how can we really love God and love people?
但是很多人基本上不认为安息日有任何约束力。
But many people don't believe that Sabbath also binds us, in a certain way.
但让我提醒一下你，实际的安排的方式，安息日是在不杀人、不偷盗之前。
Actually, the Sabbath was announced before, thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal.
但是遗憾的是，很多基督徒对主日和旧约的安息日之间的联系都有不同的看法。
Unfortunately, many Christians they have a different understanding between the Sabbath day and Sundays.
一些人强调说，基督既然成就律法一切的要求，我们现在活在恩典之下，就不在律法之下，所以犹太人的安息日我们不用过了。
Some people say that because Jesus has already freed us from sins, so we don't even have to obey any laws. So Sunday and Sabbath day, we shall live free.
两者之间没有关系。
They are irrelevant.
当然，他知道说我们必须遵守，不杀人，不然的话呢，要自己命了。
However, they still strongly believe that thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal.
但是守这个安息日，我念一下十二节开始。当耶和华你的上帝所吩咐的安息日为圣，六日要劳碌做你一切的工，第七日向耶和华你的上帝守安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、奴婢、牛驴、牲畜，并在你城里寄居的旅客、客旅，无论什么工都不能做，使你的奴婢可以和你一样安息。
Let me recite from verse 12 to 14 again. Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son, your daughter, nor your maidservant or maidservant, nor your ox, your donkey, or any of your animals, nor the alien within your gates, so that your maidservant and maidservant may rest.
好，你听完以后可能有一种感觉，这是上帝美好的建议而已。
You might take it as just a suggestion, not necessarily a commitment.
而不是命令要遵守的。
You don't have to observe it.
但是我在 Google 上专门查了一下，在我的圣经软件里说，看看 Sabbath 在律法中出现多少次，在整本圣经中出了多少次。
So I
我非常吃惊。
I used my software, a Bible software, to Google how many times did the word Sabbath appear in the whole Bible.
在这个律法书摩西五经里头有140次，整本的圣经585次。
In the Torah there was 140 times, and in the whole Bible there was actually 545 times.
换句话说，上帝十分在意他的百姓在安息日分别为圣，敬拜和享受他。
In other words, God really cared about His people being able to rest in the on the Sabbath day.
但整个会幕建完了以后，唯一重复的是第四诫。
And you might also notice that after the tabernacle was built and established, the only recitation they had was the fourth
commandment. 出埃及第30:16说：“故此以色列要世世代代守安息日为永远的约，这是我和以色列人永远的证据。”
So in Exodus chapter 31 verse 16, it talked about.Therefore, Israelites shall observe the Sabbath day as my eternal covenant with them, generation after generation. This is the evidence that I have a covenant with Israel people.
你看，因为这样的话，在我们上有一个极端或者异端，叫安息日会，就是我们的佛罗里达医院，就是从他们来的。这句话很重要，对他们来说。
Yeah, you might also notice that the Seventh Adventist Church, they based on this verse, that's why they worship on Saturday but not on Sunday.
在以色列人旷野四十年的漂流生活中，有一件事情很有意思，你可能都注意到，就是每天早晨他们到外面捡玛拿为食物。
There's also one thing interesting that during the 40 years of wandering the wilderness, there's one thing for sure, every morning they have to go out and collect their manna.
你知道玛拿的意思是什么？就是希伯来原文就是说这是什么？每次捡起来就要问这是什么。
And manna in the Hebrew means what's this? So every morning you go out pick.To collect your manna, you'll be asking, "What's this?"
Again. 但是第七日是没有玛拿可捡的。
And on the seventh day, there will not be manna given to them.
他们要在周五的时候就捡好。
They have to collect their.
周五少人就捡好。
Yeah, they have to collect their two portions on Friday.
如果其他的日子你多捡两份，第二天怎么样？对，坏了，你都知道。
And if you, collect two portions on some day other than Friday.On the second day, the second portion would already be spoiled.
但是很有意思，你周五上午所捡的那个，到星期六上午呢，仍然是新鲜的。
And if you observe, obey God's law by collecting the two portions on Fridays,
只是上帝用四十年的时间预备以色列人，说你们能够停下来吗？有一天可以不需要工作，我来提供给你们食物。
Surprisingly, the second portion will still remain fresh, and it is the way that God teaches them through the 40 years.To observe their Sabbath day.
当他们失去安息的时候，实际上以色列被掳，整个人生的最低点。
It was actually the bottom, the rock bottom for the nation of Israel that when they were put in exile and then wandering in the wilderness,
living in other country.
And living in other country as slaves.
所以你熟悉以色列被掳的原因，你就可能明白，说他们是其中一个重要的原因是他们违背。上帝的安息日。
You might be very familiar with the reasons why they were exiled. First of the most important was they did not obey the Sabbath day.
上帝透过先知耶利米告诉犹太人说，他们被掳的一个原因就是拜偶像和违背安息日的敬拜。
God spoke through his prophet Jeremiah. The reason why they were exiled was they worship idols and they disobey the commitment.
耶利米书十七章二十七节说：“你们若不听我的话，不听从我，不以安息日为圣日，人在安息扔担担子，进入耶路撒冷各门，我必在各门中点火，这火必烧毁耶路撒冷的宫殿，不能熄灭。”
In Jeremiah 17:27, if you disobey me and do not uphold your Sabbath day as holy day, and still work on the Sabbath day, and enter all the gates of Jerusalem.I will start the fire in every gate, and the fire will destroy all the temples and places in Jerusalem. That's not cannot put be put out.
可以看到上帝咒诅那些不守他安息日的百姓，就他自己的百姓。
And you can see that how God would punish those people who did not observe the Sabbath day.
以西结也这样来说他们的罪，说你藐视了我的圣物，干犯了我的安息日。
In the same way, in Ezekiel, it also told us about.
在以色列回归的时候，耶利米啊，尼亚玛雅，就尼西米曾经说过一次，就是说他在每个星期就是安息日的时候都关闭城门，不让他们跟外面人做买卖。
And they used to, close all the doors so that they can, in a way, help them to observe the Sabbath day.
但是没过多久，他们以色列自动就打开了。
But not too much later, they.Disregard this commitment and then already doing their business on the
Sunday.
So there was a second destroy of the Holy Temple.
但是创造实际上是里面存了一件事情，就是安息。整个安息是创造的秩序。
And we will now to see that Sabbath is actually part of the order of creation.
很多人看说，既然十诫是堕落之后才给的，所以在耶稣基督里救赎的人就不必遵守了。
Some people might think that because Ten Commandments was given after the fallen of the whole humankind, so it doesn't apply to us when for us, for people who were saved in Christ already.
但我请你注意，虽然我们今天读的这个生命记的安息日讲的原因是我们被救赎要纪念安息日。
Even though we know that the Deuteronomy was telling us after we were redeemed, we shall observe the Sabbath day.
但是出埃及记第二十章第一次十诫给的时候，什么原因呢？
And what was the reason the first time the Tenth Commandment was established?
他说六日之内耶和华造天地海和其中万物，在第七日安息了，所以耶和华赐福那安息日，就定为圣日。
It actually talked about after the 6 days of creation, the God rested and blessed the seventh day as the holy day.
换句话说，安息日是创造之初没有堕落之前，上帝就设立了。
In other words, Sabbath was already established.Before the creation,
在创造故事结束的时候，创世纪说，上帝不但赐福了人类，生养众多，管理这个世界。
At the end of the creation, God said that not only He blessed the humankind to subdue and also rule the world, He also gave them the seventh day as the holy day.
他还特别赐福第七日为圣日。
He blessed the seventh day as the Sabbath day.
把它分别为圣。
And separated as holy.
所以你知道上帝跟造物之间最大的差别 R.C. Sproul 说就是他的 holiness 和我们的 commonness 就他的圣洁和我们的不圣洁
So according to R.C. Sproul he has this his point that saying the difference between God and people is on the seventh day God is holy and we are just common people
但是我请你注意上帝第一个分别为圣的不是伊甸园不是人也不是山也不是城而是天
So the first thing that God separated as holy, not people, not the Garden of Eden, not the mountain, not the town, but the day, the Sabbath day.
上帝先分别了一个特别的时间，第七天归他自己。
God actually separated the seventh day to himself as holy.
让我们这些他的被造物、他的形象、他的儿女可以来享受。
So his people with his image can enjoy and rest in him.
真的，我们今天的人不知道什么叫一个神圣的日子。
Indeed, we people living in this world right now, we don't know what it really means.
安息日本来是一个礼物。
It was meant to be a blessing and gift.
在他的实际话中最长的一句说：“第七天中间你有一天要休息，七天中。”
God actually elaborated a lot, making it the longest commitment among the Ten Commandments.
我就给你罗列这些事实。第七、第三、第四个方面很重要，就是耶稣自己说他是安息日的主。
And the fourth thing we should notice is Jesus is the Lord of Sabbath.
他在安息日教导人、医治人，然后怜悯穷人，但是犹太人不断的攻击他，说他违背了安息日的诫命。
Because he was healing people, doing miracles, and then preaching God's words on the Sabbath day, and he was attacked by the Pharisees, saying that he was disobeying the Lord's fourth commandment.
结果我们很多人就误解，以为是耶稣真是想方设法违背上帝原来的律法第四诫命。
And if you interpret it literally, you might be thinking, well, Jesus seemed like he was actually trying to abolish the commandments.
其实耶稣基督做了一个拨乱反正的事恢复律法的真意
Actually Jesus was doing something to rectify the wrongdoing at that time
就在登山宝训里他不断地说他从来没有违背律法而是要来什么成就律法坚固律法
Because Jesus said that I'm not here to abolish the commandments but I'm here to reconfirm it
但是他的确违背了当时法利赛人定的那些规定。
The only thing that he was violating was the law established by the Pharisees.
还记得我说安息日本来是个礼物，但是不是一个负担。可是法利赛人用了600多条来规定你哪些是不能做的。
Remember, I just said that Sabbath day is actually a blessing, not a curse. But Pharisees they actually make almost like 600.And more laws that tells us people what not to do.
如果你更具体说哪些事不能做，他有1521件事安息日不能做。
And if you go into detail, there was even 1,250 things that you shall not do on Sabbath.
比方说，安息日能不能搬一个石头，超过安息日的路？安息日路就是有距离，大概是2个迈的距离。
For example, there was a law telling people you shall not lift and move a rock more than the mile to almost 2 miles.Of distance on Sabbath day.
因为这个石头显然是负担，对不对
？Because they considered that rock was a burden.
但是你能不能抱孩子走过3里英里呢
？Can you?
肯定可以，对吧
？Can you carry your child that's almost as heavy as the rock for more than 2 miles?
因为毕竟孩子更多的时候是喜乐。 多数不是负担，除非在迪士尼玩一天啊。
Unless you just took your child to Disney for one day and then the child will suddenly become a burden, but most of the time the child is a joy and a blessing.
但是你能回答这个问题吗？如果你抱了一个孩子，孩子再抱一个石头，行不行呢？
How about
这就是当时犹太人搞出这个东西。
You carry your child, and the child was all carrying a rock. Are you violating the laws?
所以你知道耶稣为什么对他们来说真的是难以忍受？他完全把上帝的律法给扭曲了。
So for Pharisees, Jesus really has overthrown everything that they wanted people to observe. So he became such a relic for them.
记得安息日原本是礼物，不是负担。
Remember, it was for your blessings, not your burden.
但是一个神学家这样说：由于人是那么的不情愿接受这个礼物，上帝只好给他们作为诫命来遵守了。
And once a theologian made this comment, because people are so reluctantly observing God's law, God could only make it into a curse.
The commandment.
A commandment.
为此耶稣说他是安息日是为什么为人所设立的人不是为安息日所设立的安息日是为我们
That's why Jesus said that Sabbath was established for people but not the other way around
安息日过时了吗
Is Sabbath day obsolete at this time?
上帝是否仍然让你每六天之后有一天来过安息日呢
Does God still allow you to have a dayOf rest after 6 days hard work?
答案是肯定的。
The answer is positive.
上帝命令你安息，停止你六日的工作，是为你的好处，为他的荣耀。
God was doing it for your benefit to commend you to.
如果你是基督徒，你在这点上遵行的话，你是有福的人。
If you are a Christian and you are obeying God in this law, you are very blessed.
你信靠。这七日中的一日是为你设立的，你是否体会到里面的好处
？Are you experiencing the blessing when you observe the Sabbath day？
但当然，如果你还不是基督徒，你一定会说：“看了吗？原来牧师我就跟你说过，我不成为基督徒的很多原因就是太多的规矩。
”And if you are not yet a Christian, some of them the reason why they did not want to become a Christian was there's so many things that I have to observe after I become a Christian.
太不自由了
，including the Sunday.Sabbath day.
但我盼望你继续往下听。
But I hope you could bear with me and continue listening carefully with my sermon.
上帝究竟为什么要设立？凭什么设立这个安息日，让你有好处
？We are now going to look at why did God establish Sabbath day, and I'm going to prove to you it is for your benefit.
让我只列三条，可以列很多条。
I have three main reasons.
但是我不想成为法利赛人，列太多。
I don't want to become like a Pharisee, so I'm going to stick to only three.
第一个，遵守上帝的命令，因为他是主。
First, obeying His commandment because He is the Lord.
如果你承认上帝是造物主，一定比你聪明有智慧，比你更知道自己的需要的话，你可能愿意顺服。
If you acknowledge that God is the creator of the heaven and earth, you shall know that He's most likely more a wiser and see better, see more than you do.
但是我觉得这个对你没有太多的说服力。
This might not be very convincing.
因为这就像我们生活中小的时候，我爸经常，跟我说，你要按时吃饭睡觉。
So it's almost like when I was young, my father would always tell me you should eat and go to sleep, on time. And
我就不断地问为什么，为什么
？I kept asking why.
然后最后我爸实在烦了。
So I annoyed my father so much.
我因为我还是不愿意按时吃饭、按时睡觉，最后我爸就这么说。我是你爸，叫你好好吃饭，叫你什么时候睡觉就睡觉。
Because I still did not like eating regularly, going to sleep regularly, so my dad ended up saying, "Because I'm your father, I told you so."
其实，当我们不顺服上帝的时候呢，我们的潜台词是什么呢
？And when we are disobeying God, subconsciously, what were we doing?
我说上帝啊，其实你不太知道我，你不太知道我，
we're actually
你不太有我聪明。
We're actually making a statement implicitly.Saying that God, you don't know me that well.
不过我们基督徒都不直接说的。
You are not that smart, and we are smart in a way that we do not say it out loud.
我们翘课的时候都不打报告了，对吧
？When we skip classes, we don't even report back to why the reason why we skip classes.
所以奥古斯丁他这样说，
他
祷告。
So, Saint Augustine also prayed once this way.
他说：“主啊，帮助我持续的，不要让我自己信靠自己，却是不断的学习信靠你。”
He once prayed that God help me to continue to learn how to rely on you instead of myself.
第一个理由很简单，上帝命令你这么做。
So the first reason, quite simple.
他比你
He's wiser,
更了解你。
And he is the Lord, and he understands you better than yourself.
第二个是学习上帝的楷模。
And second, we need to learn God's role model.
当出埃及记第一次颁布十诫的时候，摩西给了一个重要的理由，就是在创世纪二章的一到三节记载的。
There was an important reason that Moses gave Israelites when he was first enacting God's Ten Commandments.
创世纪那里说，天地万物都造起了，到了第七日，上帝造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一天的工，安息了。上帝赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日，上帝歇了他一切造的工，就安息了。
So in Genesis chapter 2, Moses told them, the heaven and earth were all created. On the seventh day, God finished his work, and he rested on the seventh day. So God blessed the seventh day, make it holy, because on that day, God rested all his creation and rested.
这是在说什么？
What is the verse, these verses telling you?
难道自由拥有的上帝不能自给自足吗？
Is it telling you that God is not self-sufficient?
你们的诗篇不是说上帝是一个永不疲倦的奔跑者吗？
Do you also remember in Psalms, they talked about God will never be weary?
耶稣基督回答法利赛人的时候，他也说，我父做事直到如今，我也一样。
And Jesus also, by answering the Pharisees, he was telling them, My Father continued to work, and I am continuing to work too.
那神学家当知道说，第六日之后第七日安息，上帝停止了他的创造之功，但是开始他的什么护理之功。
Of course, if you talk to a theologian will tell you, after God finished the creation, he started his work of the providence work.
但是我们仍要问，为什么这段圣经要记在这里，要不断地强调上帝休息了。
We should ponder on why God mentioned this particular verses right here.
这个安息是什么意思？
What does the rest mean in here?
如果他不是我们的舞蹈队员，不是我们幼师的这个篮球成员，主日回到家都说累啊、疼啊，然后要睡觉啊，他究竟为什么要安息？
Unless you also are practicing dancing and also playing basketball so hard, so you become so tired after the Sundays,why are you not being tired and wanting to rest?
换句话说，为什么上帝要这样的方式设立一个安息日？
In other words, why did God establish Sabbath day in such a way?
新教徒 Thomas Watson 这么说。
The Puritan Thomas Watson once said,
他说，这位创造万有的大能者本不需要休息。
This almighty creator does not need to rest.
在他极大的谦卑中造，按照他的形象造了我们。
In his willingly taking the humble form, he created people in his image.
设立了一个楷模，以至于他能够吸引我们这些真正需要安息的人进入他的安息。
He actually set a role model for us to follow so that we can enter his rest.
我再说一遍哈。他不需要安息，但是他设立了一个楷模，以至于我们能够被吸引 wave into his resting.
Even though
he
does not have to rest, but for our sake, he established a role model so that we can learn from the role model.
永不疲倦者
his rest.
为我们这些会疲倦的人设立一个榜样。
The one who's never weary for us who are constantly weary he established a role model.
好让我们可以模仿他进入我们需要的安息。
So that we can learn from him and enter his peace.
这是上帝为人类和牲畜一切被造界设立的一个生活节奏。
In this way, God established a rhythm for our lives, for his creation.
你有没有注意到这段经文里提到你儿、女儿、牛婢，然后牲畜、城里的寄居者都要安息。
You still remember it talked about you and your daughter, your slaves, and your donkey, your ox, and every animal, and also the aliens living within your gates.
就是说，属你家的狗也要休息。
They should rest, just like you do.
安息日。
So your pets also have to rest.
被造在了创造的结构和基因里面。
So if you talk about the biology, you can also think that it is already in our genes that we need to rest.
不光有安息日，有安息年，还有四十九年的禧年。
Not only Sabbath day, Sabbath year, but also we need to rest the land.
土地都需要休息。
Even the land needs to rest.
我们太需要休息了。
So we really need to enjoy this.
可是人就是不愿意。
But we just are continuing to be unwilling.
在中国有一个传说，说中国人有一个优点，就是这个美德呢，就是我们勤劳。
People know that Chinese people are very hardworking people.
但有的时候我觉得中国人有点劳碌命。
But we actually cause us to be a slave.
我去 Google 了一下各国的安息日主日。
I googled all the similar thing in the whole nations, something similar to the Sabbath day.
所以这个欧洲、非洲、美洲、亚洲都有，但是中国上基本没有。
We found that in Europe, Africa, America, and Asia.
我这年经常去中国，我就发现中国的政府随便改星期天的，叫调休。中国人特别 flexible. OK.
China is the only country which has not practiced the Sabbath day because they can switch their Sundays here and there. There's no regular Sundays.
所以有的时候你真的会发现你的身体和心灵都有疲惫。
So you should find from time to time, physically, spiritually, you are really
wear down, yeah.
Yeah,
也许上帝就是用这个时间来提醒你，老弟啊，你要安息了。啊，不是说永远接到天家了啊。我讲的说，你现在这种生活方式在抗拒上帝的设计，抗拒上帝的救赎。
So the fatigue in your body and also the weary in your spirit should be a reminder from God telling youThat you should start observing God's Sabbath day.
让我再多说一点，我觉得我们忙碌的人都觉得是没法子要忙碌，我不忙怎么行呢？
Yeah, sometimes we give ourselves this excuse. If I don't continue to work hard, how can I survive?
我要是休息了，别人不超过我了吗？
If I rest today, someone can already run further than me.
我有这样的一个大学同学，他们俩都在 FSU 工作的时候，最后那个基督徒说，我只给他拼七天，我不给他，我只要拼六天，不拼第七天。
I have a friend couple, they work in FSU, when they were hired, they're saying that I'm only hiring you for 6 days, not the whole 7 days.
这两个，一个是基督徒，一个是不基督徒，所以另一个非基督徒最后跟我们见面说话的时候，嗓子是哑的，他是拼七天生活的。
So this couple, one of them was a Christian and
the other... Not a couple, two classmates.
Oh, two classmates. One was a Christian, one the other was not. And we can notice the difference when the non-Christian meet with us, he could not even speak. His voice was all hoarse.
因为我觉得那个不愿意休息的人呢，都是把自己看太重要了。你说我要休息了，我那个小组的工作小组的人怎么办？我们家里人是不是要喝西北风啊？
So they worked themselves too hard.And push themselves too hard, thinking that they are the only one who can run the family. And when it comes to a pastor, if the pastor has a sabbatical year, will the church start to disorganize and then become out of order?
当然，我敢打赌，我们在座的没有一位像那个蒸蒸日里万机的上帝忙。让宇宙万物中大大小小的事情都按着轨道行事，什么动物该什么时间睡觉，什么时候起来吃饭工作，结果他还说我要安息。
I'll bet you none of us is as busy as our mighty God who's in his providence holding everything up together. But remember, even God working so busy, he still said, on the seventh day, I rest.
说如果你不能六天连续工作之后有一天休息的话，我提醒你，你是不是觉得你比上帝还重要？你一旦休息一下，宇宙就不转了，你的小宇宙不转了，是不是
？So for those of you, whoever working 6 days and not resting on the seventh day, are you considering yourself more able than God? That you, if you stop working, this world will stop running.
好，下面两句话你可以翻中文哈。的这个 William Beckley 这么说，他说 ：“Savings bank for the humanity existent is to keep his Sabbath。”哦，这没写到，我可以就翻这句话。OK，the saving bank of the humanity existence is to keep his Sabbath, saving bank. Savings bank 就是我们那个储存的银行呢，对人类生活来说，储存的银行是我们的安息日。OK， 我再说另一个，他可以翻译的哈。Franklin 说这样一句话，他说 ：“He that can take rest is greater than he that can take cities。”
另外呢 ，Benjamin Franklin 曾经说过，能够好好的安息的人呢，比那个能够攻取一个城池的人来得更有能力。
呀，真的，我们需要练习休息。你听，我们这个繁忙的世界，目标导向的人生东西太多了。如果你去真正问那些聪明的医生、运动员、诗人、教授、牧师、商业人士、政界领袖，他们其实在他们智慧的年头的时候，他们聪明的时候，他会告诉你，你花点时间休息，安息你的身体和灵魂，这对你的人生是绝对重要的。
We indeed need to rest. If we listen, continue to listen to this busy world, it would take us to a world that has too many things to go. But if you ask those people who have accomplished a lot, those athletes, those doctors, those professors, pastors, all those CEOs and those entrepreneurs, they would tell you it is important to spend some time to rest your soul and rest your body. It is extremely important for your life.
Yeah, 还是我说中文比较好，英文翻译快。那第三个方面，安息与上帝的拯救。
The third one I want to tell you about is resting in God's salvation in Jesus.
因为在这个里面说到第十五节，你要纪念你在埃及地做奴仆，耶和华你上帝用大能的手和伸出来的膀臂将你从那里领出来。因此，耶和华你的上帝吩咐你守安息日。
Because in verse 15, you still remember, God reminded Israelites that you have to remember on the days when you were slaves in Egypt, and your God with his mighty hand and outstretched arm led you out of Egypt, so you shall rest.
自从我注意到这个十诫在这两次，就是出埃及记和申命记有两次的记载，然后最大的区别就在第四诫上的时候。
And if you compare Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5, the biggest difference is the fourth commandment.
我刚刚已经不断在说了，在出埃及记的时候强调的是什么？创造之功。基于上帝的安息，要他们安息，守安息日，对不对
？So in Exodus, it was emphasizing because God's creation and God rest that tells us people to rest.
那我们今天的经文强调的是什么？在申命记第五章。
And in Deuteronomy, what is the emphasis? Chapter
5. 依赖上帝的救赎，拯救你们从埃及为奴的救赎。
The emphasis is on relying on God to accomplish your salvation, but not on your own effort.
真的不是靠自己自我救赎，所以我就开始注意这种安息日在整个的圣经里的表达安息。
So I started to pay attention to the rest that was expressed in the Bible.
旧约圣经用不同的时间来表达休息，以至于反映出他们是如何领受上帝的拯救恩典，而不是依赖自己的努力。
In the Old Testament, there were so many times trying to reflect that you should rely on God but not on yourself to receive the salvation.
还记得出埃及记第十六章的玛拿训练这样说：六天你可以收取，第七天乃是安息日，那一天必没有了，就是没有玛拿。
One example is you shall not collect your manna on the Sabbath day.
我给你插一个应用：如果你是工作七天的人，你收掉一天工作，你会不会发现一年之后你真的收入少？如果你凭着信心的话，上帝会恩待你。
So there could be one example that those of you who work 7 days a week, you could try to test God's faithfulness by resting on the seventh day.
记得刚刚跟你讲的，不要以为你比上帝聪明，上帝的加法跟你的算法是不一样的。
You might not necessarily see your income become less when you only work 6 days.
去年我们讲到的希伯来书第四章十节说，因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如上帝歇了他的功一样。
Because the Bible tells us those who enter the rest, they rested in their peace, is in the same way that God rested on the seventh day.
我们都不断地强调，不是靠我们自己的功德，靠上帝在基督里做成的东西，我们得以称义。
We all know and continue to believe and say that it's not by our own merit, but by God's grace we were saved.
主日就是用这个时间，周六用这个时间，小组的时间，用这个时间来练习安息在上帝在基督里已经成就的救恩里面。
So on Sunday mornings and Friday fellowship, it is a way that we practice the Sabbath day in different ways.
我上星期跟我们的 youth 讲道的时候，我说敬拜是什么呢？
Last week I was preaching in the youth. I was telling them, asking them, what does worship mean?
Can I speak in English? Because I said, worship is a decentralize yourself and recenter on the God. He's the only center in the universe.
敬拜就是把你自己从敬拜的焦这个中心移开来，然后把神重新的放在这个你的生命的中心，就是敬拜。
真的，在耶稣基督十字架的牺牲中间。
So, in the sacrifice that Jesus did on the cross,
他把一切靠着人为努力进入上帝国的门，得到拯救的路，全都给堵死了。
Jesus stopped and closed every door that human being can accomplish their own salvation by doing good work.
如果你注意的话呢，他跟十字架上左右两个强盗的对话。和他们的举动中正好反映出哪种路，一种是蒙福的路，一种是死亡的路。
If you try to remember the conversations between Jesus and the two bandits, one was reflecting the way entering salvation by faith, and the other was entering the salvation by your own effort.
所以一个嘲讽耶稣代赎性的人这样说，他说，如果你能救自己，你先下去给我看看，然后你再救我。
The one that was sneering at Jesus, saying, if you could save me, save yourself first.
他不知道耶稣基督的代赎，他必须要先为我们付罪的代价，完全信任上帝的拯救计划。刚刚刘全带我们唱诗歌，不是按他的意思，而他的旨意。
This bandit was actually mocking the salvation, redeeming work done by Jesus. And almost as if when we were singing the communion song, and when Jesus said, In the Gethsemane, he was saying, "But by your wills, but not by my will."
这自救者他无法安息的一个类型就是停不下来。
So those people who could not save themselves by their own effort, there is a characteristic is they cannot help.
我们在座还没有信主的人，我告诉你，我们过去都有一样的挣扎。你们不是不想停下来休息，而是你们。停不下来。
Among us, those friends who are not yet a believer, I want to tell you, we were exactly the same way when we were not a non-believer. We just simply could not stop.
你们不是不想安息在上帝在基督里已经完成的安息里面，而是你们的惯性太大了。
Not that you don't desire the salvation and the peace and the rest in God, but because your momentum of your life is going so strong.
我们从小的练习都是说我要靠自己。
We were trained,
不是吗？
Growing up, depending on ourselves.
直到你会走路的时候，妈妈说真棒，这次没摔跤，靠自己，伟大的孩子。
When you first learned how to walk, your parents would encourage you and then congratulate you. You did a great job.
我们不断的要向世人，向我们自己，向我们的父母，我们的上司证明我行我能，我能自我救赎。
And we're trying so hard to prove it to everybody, including our supervisor, our family, ourselves, and the people around us, that I could do it.
我们基督徒也有这样的影子，但是我盼望你像另一个强盗停下来，祈求耶稣的那个强盗。
We are facing the same temptation, and we are struggling with the same issue, non-Christian or Christian. But I encourage you to learn from the bandit who rely on Jesus.
那个强盗知道他自己是下不去了，死亡是不可避免的。
Because he realized my destiny is already here. I will not be able to get off this cross.
但是他愿意相信站在他们两个中间的这个人是无辜的。
But he believed this innocent person who died for the world, Jesus.
他是为人类的安息来的。
He came to lead his people into peace.
他死在安息日之前。
He died before the Sabbath day.
所以他对主就说，愿你德国降临的时候。纪念我。
So this is the word that the bandit who received the salvation.
耶稣回答很有意思，说：“今夜你就要跟我在乐园里了。”
He said,
完全的安息，完全的自由。
He said, "Remember me when your kingdom comes." And Jesus was the answer was even more wonderful. He said, "You are already with me in heaven."
想想那些妇女们，想想那些门徒们，过了第七天原来的第安息日，就第六天之后，第七天。然后妇女们和门徒们就在耶稣基督复活的第一日来享受 一个成全的安息。
And you try to think about the situation. Jesus' follower and his disciples, they were able to enjoy the peace on the first day.
只在约书亚时代，就说要立一个安息日为他们存留。
That's why, in the Old Testament, Joshua talked about there was another Sabbath, reserved for them.
为此，希伯来书四章十一节鼓励我们说：“所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学不信从的样子跌倒。”
So in Hebrew chapter 4 verse 11 encourages the believers, you shall endeavor to enter into the rest of peace.
我们今天的安息的人不过是先尝耶稣基督将来新天新地最伟大的安息的一种先尝而已。
And whatever joy and peace we can enjoy as a Christian nowadays, we are only for tasting the new heaven and new earth, the joy and the peace when it comes.
盼望我们不光明白，还能够学习如何度过。剩下五分钟，我来讲如何度过。
Not only we should understand, but we should learn how to live.
如何繁忙的人生中学习来安息呢
？How can we learn to rest in our busy life?
我最近读了一个 blog， 这个Joshua Baker， 他不一定是个基督徒，但是他写的东西挺有道理。
The blogger Joshua Baker wrote something on his blog recently.
他说：“找回失落的每周一天的安息。”
Not, he might not be a Christian, but he mentioned that how can you find, how can you discover the one day of a 7 days to rest?
在他讲了很多的理由之后，给了七个建议，我也告诉你。
After a lot of reasonings, he gave 7 points.
他说第一
，First，
在你目前的人生中满足他 ，contentment where you are now.
Learn to be content in whatever you have, wherever you're living.
第二，计划你的安息日。
Plan your Sabbath day.
如果你不计划，一定被与其他事。
If you don't have any plan, you will be, just continue to be led by your daily life.
第三，对你人生做一个负责的抉择。
Third, make a responsible decision for your life.
不要说老板，不要说别人，不要说老婆，说你自己。
Take your own responsibility. Do not blame other people for your own choices.
第四，他说拥抱简单的人生。
Fourth, embrace a simple lifestyle.
第五，他说全家一起做。
The fifth one.He encouraged people to do it as a family.
第六，你不要朝钱消费，因为你花光了之后就要打两份工。
And six, do not live beyond your means. If you spend too much more than you earn, you will have to work harder to make up for those.
第七是给这些有脑袋比较发达的人，他意识到结果导向的文化实际是很浅薄的。
And realize that on the
purpose-driven life may not be really fruitful in the end.
Yeah, so the purpose-driven life will not be very fruitful in the end.
我不想变成法以赛人，我只有三点建议在上面。
So I only have 3 points, trying to avoid become a Pharisee again.
那我这三个呢是拿我自己做例证，不一定有代表性，就是告诉你我怎么样来练习。是我不完美，我有很多毛病。
So I'm just using myself as an example. These are the 3 things I resolve to do.
不断的在悔改中。第一，停止工作。
First, stop working.
你需要有人提醒你停止工作。
You need someone to remind you to stop working.
我记得我十一年以前开始两个侍奉的时候，我不知道怎么来安排休息。
I remember 11 years ago when I was starting my 2 jobs.
我太阳没起来就出去上班了，太阳没下山了，我还没回家。
I did not know how to rest. I went to work before sunrise, and I did not come back to home until before sunset.
上午做第三千禧年的事，下午做教会的事。
So I was working for the third meal in the morning, and then.In the evening and also at night, I work for the church.
后来发现不太对。
I realized it was not necessary.
然后我就开始操练，说星期一就是休息。
So I started to practice observing my Monday as my Sabbath day.
我不是不做事，做不同的事情。
Not that I don't work anymore, but
比如说做家务、洗衣服啊、吸尘啊，非常不情愿的被师母拆来拆去，修这个修那个，都是我不太会的。
I start taking care of the house and taking care of my family.By doing chores, running errands,
处理各种信件，然后白天尽可能不看邮件和电脑，不玩手机，不用微信。
And I try my best not to.
这是后来的事了哈。
Engage in any email replying or any online social media.
我开始学习说，如果安息一天的话呢，我的天是不会塌下来的。
I started to prove it to myself that my world was continue to run.Even if I take 1 day off.
第二个，我觉得不光是停止，而且你要拥抱休息。
Not only you have to stop, but also you have to enjoy and embrace your rest.
我那时候不知道什么叫休息中有乐趣，师母给我的事情其实都不是很好做的事儿，至少对我不是很擅长的事儿。
Because I was not able to enjoy my rest because all those things I decided to do were not easy tasks.
我觉得那个又是工作，又不是工作，就跟我平常的事不一样，那就不是工作，但是还是工作。
It felt like they were not work, but they were still work.
直到有一天我发现乒乓球比游泳好。
One day I realized playing ping pong is better than swimming.
我不太喜欢一个人的运动，不是一个人运动不好，而是一个运动没有什么 accountability, 过两天就不玩了。
I realized that playing ping pong I could have accountability, and then because it's not a single person effort, you will be encouraged to continue with the exercise.
注意2006年我找到一个伴儿，就是周一也是休息的，也是个高手，我就跟他，只要我在这个城里，我都会给他打两个小时的乒乓球。
I found a player that who could play ping pong with me on Mondays since 2006.
所以我们教会要想赢我的人，至少你要多打两个小时。
So those of ping pong, those of you,
我是锻炼身体哈，不是想赢你们。
You also have to put in 2 extra hours so that you will be as practiced as I am.
还有一个在安息日我做的，除了读经祷告之外呢，我就是在那一天会听两篇讲道。
One other thing I did was I would try to listen to 2 preachings.
因为我主要的服事是对别人讲道，慢慢觉得自己就是一个权威了。实际我要在权威之下聆听受教，那是我的安息。
Because my job is preach to other people, and then very soon I will start thinking I know everything. So I had to do the other way by listening to others preaching to keep myself balanced.
第三个方面是我的盼望还没有达到的，庆贺安息。
Is my hope. I wanted to celebrate.The resting.
因为我一直没有办法跟我们家人一块儿庆贺安息，这个习惯没有建立。我太多的时候呢，等潘旭光周一给我做早餐。
A lot of times
自己睡懒觉。
I was not getting involved with the family, and for example, on Mondays, even I'm resting, I was hoping that my wife would make breakfast for me, but not getting myself involved.
自己打球，但是呢，不能坚持每周跟太太一块儿散步一次到两次。
And I enjoy my ping pong time, but I am not dedicated to have some time just walk around the neighborhood with my wife.
但是我很感谢主有个教会啊，这就是我们的教会。现在呢，每周下午方舟有一群孩子呢，要带着师母在外面开始行走。
But I'm thankful for this church that we have some college students from Fangzhou Fellowship.
有点像游行的样子哈。
They would spend time with my wife and then.Encourage her to also do some walking.
据说这个队伍在不断的扩大。
There's rumor says that the team is getting bigger and bigger.
上这个教会中有一些液态的气体都出动了，比如说声超啊、音强这个。
Oh, so more and more people started to get involved, including Elder Wu and then Shen Chao brother.
真的，我们需要学习安息。
Really, we need to learn how to rest.
安息日真没有过时，在基督里被更新了。
It is still up to date.
上帝邀请我们进入安息。
The Sabbath day is an invitation from God.
上帝命令我们，上帝在安息中给我们楷模，上帝在安息中给我们救赎。
God gave us the commitment, also he encourages and also he gives us a role model.
你愿意操练停止工作，你愿意操练拥抱安息和庆贺安息吗？
Are you willing to start? Is my encouragement to stop working, start embracing, and start to celebrate your resting?
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们来感谢你。
Father, we want to come before you and thank you.
你呼召我们说，凡劳苦担重担的人都可以到你这里来。
You told us, whoever has a heavy burden can come to you.
你就使我们得安息。
You will give the peace and rest to us.
你不断地提醒我们说，你的心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
And you encourage us to learn from you because you are humble and meek.
唯有这样，你们心里就必得安息。
Because you told us, if when we do that, we will receive the peace.
主，我们愿意信靠你，信靠你的轭是容易的，你的担子是轻省的。
Lord, we want to trust you in this, knowing that.When we start carrying your yoke, and then it is light and it is easy.
听我们的祷告，那位安息的主。
Hear our prayers, the Lord of peace, Lord of rest.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.